Yeah, that's right. This is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm not X-Man. I'm V-Man. I'm still a child of the Atom, though. I've got my co-host here with us. I've got Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth.
What is up, fellas?
And you know, that's... Is that Bill?
Yes, I am here as an observer. I know it's going to be a heavy show, but I try never to miss the show, and I'm interested in listening, gentlemen.
Okay. I gave you a night off because I know you're going through some family issues, and I don't want to get annoyed of that.
Well, there are family issues, but... You got to march on. You just got to march on. We'll take this on later. Like I said, I heard the gong go off, and I love the show, and I just couldn't help but listen. I'm sitting here with friends, and we are all listening to the show. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, as usual, we're having trouble getting Joanne. But I do want to bring on our guest. And now I really want to dive into making our agencies accountable for what they're doing. You know, we dump on the NSA, CPS, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's so much corruption everywhere. There's even corruption within, you know, EBT, food stamps. There's corruption within the Social Security office, administration, rather. And these things get really pushed underneath the rug. And I would really like to shine some light on this because these agencies that I've spoke of, I mean, these are people who are directly, you know, in our lives. And they can easily destroy someone's life at any point in time. You know, it's one thing for the NSA to try to screw with me, their covert tech and hacking and everything else that they do. You know, that's one thing. I've been able to fight and expose the treasonous criminals thus far. But when you have people that you depend on that's got to give you food, has to get you medical care, you know, when you don't have these basic things, then it's really bad. It's a bad state that they're all in if this is something that we got to deal with, this corruption. And of course, it always comes to targeting, selectivism. If that's a word, can I make that word up? Selectivism that they do. And it's sickening. I know the call that goes down the ladder, you know, when you're blacklisted, you know, FBI doesn't like you, NSA doesn't like you. Oh, well, that means this agency you go to, you're going to get crap service. That agency you go to, you're going to get crap service. This hospital's not going to treat you right. This institution below them is going to lie to you. And this is actually how it works. And I want people to understand the total crime. I guess crime just doesn't seem like a good enough word, but it's persecution. That's what I'm looking for. How this all looks. So I do have my guest on here. We have Cherie. I am not sure how to say your last name, honey.
Doremus.
Doremus.
Yeah.
Never heard that? Okay.
No. Yeah, I have a different name.
Okay, so tell us your story. Go ahead.
Well, I lived in St. Mary's, Idaho, and I was with my ex-boyfriend, and I was about 8 months pregnant, or no, not 5 months pregnant with my daughter. And he was dealing with a CPS worker that would, her name's Kayla Ellis, and she would be the one who targeted me. I made an Easter basket for his daughter, and she got really jealous and stuff. And she had the neighbors came in on December 10th, 2012, and kidnap her and staged it as she escaped so she could enter my life to ruin it. And that's basically, and the game stalking part didn't happen for another 3 years, but like weird things would happen, like people would shine their bright lights in my house, or, you know, like weird things that added up. And then the game stalking took off in March of 2016, and it got really hectic. Like people were running in and out of my apartment, turning on the water faucet, running out, and it just got too crazy. And I tried calling the cops, but all they did was stick me in the mental institution, and I was trying to show them hacking and stuff. I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't know that the government was in on it or anything back then. And so I fled for my life from Idaho to Reno, and like weird things would happen, but I just ignored it because, you know, they got me using drugs 6 months after CPS was in my life. So
let me stop you right there. I want to address something you already said here, and being in a motel room and having the lights shown on you. I just got done 2 days ago watching a documentary about a motel owner who, well, he was a voyeur. He was in the vents, and he had his peepholes around certain rooms in his motel. And he said one of the things that he hated is when people turn off the lights and have sex underneath the sheets. So he would go and park his car in front of their motel room, where they had the curtains closed or not. He would put his lights on high beams and just leave the car running for 20, 30 minutes at a time, so he can go back up into his creep hole and start touching himself. So people, this documentary that came out, I forget the guy's name that did it, but it's past the statutes of limitation. So this is why he came out about it, and he gave the whole run of it. So for you to be treated like you're crazy, that you need to be locked away because you've had experience like that, it's ridiculous, because it does happen. But please, Ward Up Mike says we have Joanne on the air. Joanne Dennison, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Well, doing great, doing great. We are just breaking down the guest right now, as far as her legal situation is concerned. So far, she has had a pregnancy, and this CPS worker, she made an Easter basket for a CPS worker, and there's some jealousy that came through. She started being stalked, and then as she would gather her evidence of the stalking, she'd tell the police, and the police are basically wanting to lock her away into a psych ward. So
that's terrible.
I will let her continue on her story.
Okay, and then when I lived in this apartment, you know, she took my girls away, but she had taken all six kids away, and I mean all four kids, I mean four kids away in 2013. The boys went with their father, and the girls stayed in foster care. I actually fought to get them back, but I had to lie to the CPS worker to get him back. And then when I got him back, she took him away again, the girls again, and that's in the period I'm being game stalked, you know, why she was taking them away. But I ended up getting pregnant by a perp. I had no idea he was a perp at the time, but I had a really bad miscarriage from the radiation hitting my body. And I was bleeding, like, yeah, I was bleeding everywhere and stuff. I almost lost my life. I had to have a blood transfusion and surgery from it. And I didn't know it was the radiation. I thought he gave me an abortion pill, but I knew it was caused from the being game stocked. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me stop
and
you right there, too.
That's so terrible.
Hold on a second. Let me stop you right there. Just to further accredit you in what you're saying, Dr. Barry Trower, anybody can go and look up Dr. Barry Trower. He's a British naval scientist who was in the British Directed Energy Weapons Program. He was a scientist who developed some of the weapons that they had. And one of the first weapons they came up with were microwave weapons. The first testing that they used these microwave weapons for was to see if they can give women miscarriages. He said they had 100% success every time.
Really?
So,
that's terrible.
The only reason I know so much about my targeting is because I did corner a GameStalker like 5 months ago to tell me the truth because she didn't want me to hurt her. So she told me it was an abortion pill. She told me it was from the radiation hitting my body. Because I thought he drugged me with an abortion pill. I really did. I didn't know it was the radiation. So, but anyway, I fled. I went to Nevada. And, you know, I'm on drugs because I lost my kids. I lost my home. I lost everything from the gang stalking. But I'm thinking it's because I'm on drugs because, you know, they talked me into doing drugs. So that's what happened is I got hooked onto drugs. So I go to health and welfare in Reno, not knowing anything. And of course, you know, I'm not looking at my paperwork or nothing. I'm just don't care, you know, because I'm getting food stamps. I'm doing drugs. But I don't care. But in December of 2018, when they started attacking me again, like really hardcore attacking me. I mean, weird has happened in between there that they like, you know, they're trying to run me over on a sidewalk, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I look up, my own mother stalking me, my own mother, you know, and I look inside my phone.
Your own mother.
Yes.
Now, I want to say, please watch the language.
Sorry.
And secondly, that is not something that's uncommon to have family members turn against somebody who has been dealing with CPS. Joanne can attest to this, right?
Yeah, especially when the mother is also trying to petition for guardianship or take the kids away.
Yeah, so, Will, what were you saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly ask, how do they reach out to these family members? Is it the same techniques they use to target individuals and just use that, or is it a different technique?
Oh, no. My CPS worker had paid my mom $50,000 to help GameStop me, so my mom got paid really well.
Where'd she get that money from, the $50,000?
Because the CPS worker sold my youngest daughter and my grandson on the black market. To a couple.
How do you know that happened?
Yeah.
I know it happened because I had two perps tell me that maybe CPS sold your kids on the black market, but I dismissed it. And I had another one from another state say the same thing to me. So I clicked the two together. And when I cornered that GameStop, she actually told me everything. She told me that that's what happened.
Well, I want to say that you got to be very careful with the information that you're giving like that because these perps and Joanne, when we say perps, we're talking about InfraGuard agents, people who are kind of abducted into a fake sort of community watch sort of thing. These people think they're doing good, you know, sort of deputized by someone basically via rumor. You know, it's he said, she said,
I did hear my stepdad tell me he had $50,000 in the bank too. So I think it would be under his name. I'm not 100% for sure, but I know that she did take my kids, and I know mm-hmm. that somehow there was money flown from that. You know what I mean? Maybe I don't know the numbers exact, but I noticed they paid my family off. Because, like, my whole family, even to my blood brother, to my blood cousins and my blood aunts, they're all in on it. All of them.
Well, that sounds really interesting. But you know, the best thing to do is when this happens is if you think that somebody's getting paid off or whatever, obviously you should go and file a suit in federal court and then go subpoena all those bank records.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, where did the money come from?
I don't know how to do all that. So that's what I'm talking. The only paperwork I have is the TANF fraud that they've committed underneath my name. And they also did Social Security fraud. But when they did the Social Security fraud, because they were keeping my lump sum from me, I got through by using a payphone and reported them on the payphone because they were hacking my phone so bad. So when I reported them on the payphone in March, like they hurried up and paid me back my money, and I got it back in July.
Good.
It shows that
I was wondering about that. Usually, if you report the fraud, they're pretty quick.
I couldn't report it over my phone because they kept telling me lies, and I knew that like they were mm-hmm. hacking my phone. So I decided to use a payphone, and it worked.
Or a burner phone. You can use a payphone or a burner phone, and you go and report it. The other way is to do it on the internet. Oh, a burner phone is when you go to Walmart and you get an anonymous phone. You don't get your name associated with it. You pay cash for it?
Oh, yeah. That's actually what I'm using now. Yeah,
that's the burner because you throw it out when you're done with it. You only use it for like a week or 2 weeks, then you throw it out.
Oh, really?
And then you go and get another one. Whenever it gets into trouble, then you throw it out and you go and you buy a new one for cash because otherwise people can track it. They can easily get into T-Mobile and AT&T and all that other kind of stuff. So if they really are surveilling you or watching you,
I noticed the phone companies were in on it because they would sell me a phone that was already hacked. So I knew to quit going through them. So I started buying
phones at Walmart or you go to Walgreens and you get a sealed box and you buy that. And then you know that you've got a phone that's not... doesn't have any surveillance on it, because I know that's a problem for some people. And you're right, they will sell some people phones that are already set up to be tracked, and you don't want that. So I'm glad you got your money back. That's really good. But when you get your kids taken away, you know, the first thing you got to do is you have to sue in federal court, because the state courts are just so corrupt.
Well, okay, in January...
Absolutely. Hold on. We have to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for a short segment, and then we'll be doing the longer segment after that. So everybody, please sit tight, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Back for our short segment, and I want to pinpoint what you were talking about as far as this payee and then how they stole your money. Is that the money that you got back also, by the way?
What were you saying? Excuse me?
Okay.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about your payee. They forced you to have a payee, and
yes,
is
they
that
did.
How they stole your money?
Yes. They forced me
That's
into a payee situation, and they won't tell me why I have to have a payee. They keep saying, what was I doing 3 years ago? And when I looked up on the computer where it says it has to show you evidence why you have to have a payee, and they refuse to show me this evidence.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. When you go in there, you can ask for the payee be removed too, which is a letter from your doctor saying you don't need a payee. Why they're ignoring that, I don't know.
They want proof why I don't need a payee, but they. But I don't have proof why I have to have one.
The easiest thing is just go to your doctor, explain the problem to him, and have him write up a letter that you are not mentally diminished and there's no reason why you need a payee.
With that said, though, I mean, I know, like, they're trying to keep me. Okay, with the TANF and the Medicaid fraud, it's like they're limiting me on doctors and who I could see and stuff, and that, and they're probably going to make me see like a doctor that's a perk. That's where I'm having issues with that.
Well, you can get a second opinion, can you not?
Okay.
You got to see a doctor.
Heidi, yes.
And he's got to give an honest assessment. You get a copy of your paperwork, what the doctor says, by the way, because that stuff will change behind the scenes. You got to have your copy. Keep your copy.
Okay.
Yeah, I know people have... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Definitely. Go back to the doctor. Have him write a letter. Make sure you have an extra copy of it. Scan it into your phone or whatever with one of those little apps. And keep a copy of it wherever you go. You know, it's really a good idea to have that if you're targeted, because a lot of people end up on these psych holds. And unless you have a doctor to call and you have the paperwork recently showing that you're not, you have no mental issues or problems, it just turns into a mess, you know. So I would definitely keep a letter with me at all times.
Yeah, I have, like, I was hospitalized for 5 days in March, and I kept all the documents to that because
good.
I also kept I've been keeping all the documents. But what was I going to say? Oh, in January 2018, I called CPS and they said they were going to mail me a letter for my court date, and they never mailed me anything, nothing. They didn't mail me nothing, and like so, I'm like, I don't know what to do, like. Should I ask for the CPS records and have them mailed to me, or what? Because I think they're falsifying those documents.
Well, what you need to do, the first thing you need to do when you're involved, what state are you in anyway? Let's start there.
I'm in Nevada now.
All right, so you're in Nevada. So what you're going to do is you're going to go get on your library computer if you don't have a computer, and you're going to go to the CPS website and look for the FOIA officer, and you're going to send a FOIA request to them for all of your records. So all the records which refer or relate to you or the names of any of your kids or the names of any of their fathers, all right?
So the first thing you're going to do is FOIA request?
It's called FOIA, Freedom of Information Act.
Okay.
If you get on the computer, there's actually, they have sample FOIA requests. They have one for Nevada. So you just type that up and email it to
They were taken in Idaho, so I do it in Idaho, right?
Yeah, do it wherever there are records. Okay. Go and do that and get all of your records first. Now, you said, do you have all your kids back, or are some of them gone, or all of them gone?
No. I'm still being targeted. My kids are not with me. I'm glad that they didn't target my children. I'm glad they just targeted me. My kids are safe, and I'm glad for that. I'm really happy for that because
are you trying to get them back, or all right? So you think they'd be better?
I don't know what I should. I want to be around my kids and stuff. I mean, some of them, most of them are teenagers now. It's just one of them is only 9, and my grandson is 3. It's just, it was a forced adoption. My grandson and my daughter were forced, and I'm still being targeted.
Well, not only that, you've been forced into homelessness, so I don't really think there's any hope for you to get your kids back for us right now.
Yeah.
But we'll get more into that when we come back from commercial break, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes, yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V, and wow, this is a hell of a situation here. When it comes to target individuals, being pushed to the point of homelessness is a part of the government persecution system here. There's a lot of passivity that is actually worse than active persecution. There's so much denial of service, and there's so much people lying. I know I record all my phone calls because these people cannot keep a straight story. It was very smart of this lady to use a payphone, because I know my numbers, when I call an agency or a department or anything like that of someone, my number is put last in queue if I'm answered at all. You know my number. I've called places like the ACLU just to have my call dropped every single time I finally get somebody on the line. So, I mean, there is the covert shadow government aspect of this where, you know, you've got the NSA or whoever messing with your situation because they're monitoring. This is hypergame theory that they're using. And for those of you who do not know hypergame theory, is you have Well, I'll explain it in layman's terms. You have a maze. You have a rat you put in that maze. And you have the cheese. Now, normally, the rat can sniff out the cheese and make their way to it. But there are doors that will close and there are traps in that maze. And you can sort of push the rat anywhere that you want it to go, whether you want it to live or die. And that is what the covert shadow government uses. And they use institutions from everything from CPS, Social Security Office, to hospitals. Any place where they have their dirty hands into. And they will choose who lives and who dies by the pen and paper. You know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you ain't got your own pen and paper, and these people can lie and say whatever they want and do whatever fraud they want, then what do? I mean, even reporting the fraud will, you know, prompt these people to do other things to you, because there's a lot of innocent people in the matrix there that have to do a job or told to do something, and then all of a sudden they're reported. And that's usually how things open up, usually. You start reporting things. And I was definitely going to say, as far as the Social Security Administration, you've got to call the IOG, the Inspector's Office General, and make sure these people... And you had to do it through a payphone. Yeah, I understand that. I know what it's like to be on a phone and call over and over again to a public service office and not get a single phone call answered. And it's horrendous. Denial of service is what these people will do to you. So it's definitely best to get legal action and keep all your documentation, especially be recording all your phone calls, people, because these people will just pretend like you don't exist. A lot of times it doesn't take very much more than these people just pretending like you don't exist, not process your paperwork, to pretend like they don't have your paperwork, say they lost it, things like that. That's all it takes to ruin a person's life. So, I want to let Joanne take over here and see how best we can help you.
Yeah, I did research the what you do if you're involved in a Social Security scam, Social Security fraud. And you're right, you want to call the OIG hotline, and I do have an 800 number for that. You also want to go to the, you can do this at the public library. You don't have to use your own computer if you think that's also being targeted. To the Social Security's website fraud page, there's a fraud page, Social Security, and the FTC also has a complaint website, and you should probably file with all three of those agencies because they need to know that these scams are going on. You can also file a lawsuit against this woman in federal court. She stole your Social Security check. I don't know if she did it through the mail or she did it over the wire, but that's wire fraud. She committed some fairly serious crimes, and there's probably at least two, three, maybe four types of federal felonies she can be charged with. This is serious crime, and it's crimes like these that cost the taxpayers billions of dollars a year when valid Social Security funds are diverted to another individual who's just a scamster like this woman. So yeah, you can go and sue her. This was all recent, right? So just go sue her in federal court.
I got a question with that. Okay, I did report the OIG fraud over a payphone, and they gave me my money back in July. So could I still sue even though they gave me my money back because they were withholding my money for 2 years? Because I have documentation of that.
You don't sue the federal government because they already gave you your money back. You're going to be suing her as an individual.
I see what you're saying.
You sue her as an individual for her fraud. And you can ask for damages as to how it affected your life, like your homelessness, lack of food, lack of sleep, because you can put in there it also created intentional infliction of emotional distress, which I'm sure it did. And you can ask for $1 million in damages. So maybe you can find a lawyer to do it on a contingency, or just go ahead and I can help you with the complaint. You can go ahead and file in the Nevada District Court or wherever. Where does this woman live?
This woman lives in Idaho. I know her work address.
Well, she can be found. I mean, with all these databases we have, I mean, I can find her for you. But the best place, of course, to sue is in Idaho, but I know you're in Nevada there. You could file a complaint in Nevada, and she'll never show up because it's another state far away, and you could default her. And then you register it in Idaho and take all of her property. I assume she's got a lot of money from stealing, so she probably has a home, a fancy car, all of that you can go after if the government doesn't go after it already. Because what she did was fraud. It's really not funny. I mean, this endangers the lives of so many people. People depend upon Social Security, and it's a huge area of fraud. And I'm really sorry this happened to you, because I'm sure it just about ruined your entire life.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, my life is devastated. I mean, I had an apartment, and I didn't know the manager was involved, and she told me, oh, we're not going to renew your lease. So that's how I became homeless.
All of this has to be brought, and that she'd be responsible for the damages from that, how she ruined your life. And, of course, the emotional toll that it took on you, that's called intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, the thing is, you're not in Idaho. The best place to sue her is where she lives. The judgment's direct. But this obviously affected you in Idaho, so you can actually hail her into a Nevada court, because there is a long-arm statute that says if there's damages, you are damaged while you are in that state, then you can haul her into Nevada. Now, whether they'll transfer the case back to Idaho, I don't know.
She's still in my life because she's still targeting me, you know? I mean,
and well, the best way to get rid of her is to freaking sue her. Go ruin her life.
Well, I know. I guess I don't know the steps to take all the way, but I'm going to learn.
Well, the first step is to call around, see if you can find an attorney on a contingency basis, because you don't have any money. And carefully explain to them how this woman ruined your life. She's not judgment-proof, and you want to go after all of the money that she's got. So she's been stealing from everybody, and you want that money back. The other little nasty thing you can do is she stole your Social Security benefits, so you should go to the IRS website and report it as criminal income, which is a 50% tax rate. And then for every month she didn't pay those taxes, there's a 2% penalty up to 100% of what she stole. The IRS will go after in a heartbeat, and they'll also give you a cut of it. I think it's 20 or 25%.
Oh, wow.
What she did was criminal. Yeah, if you go to the IRS website, you can look up IRS tax fraud. It's form 3849, something like that. So we go ahead and report her for tax fraud. If she did it through the mail, you can go to the USPS, United States Postal Service.
Oh, yeah, they did steal all my mail. They stole my mail, too, on top of it.
All right, then if they stole your mail, go and report it. Tomorrow, go down to the post office and talk to the lady. She'll help you fill out the forms and turn it in. Let's put this woman in prison where she belongs.
Okay. Cool.
This is horrible what happened to you, and it shouldn't happen to anybody. And she's going to continue to target you and go after you until you shut this down with a bunch of investigations and then sue her personally in federal court.
Are you a targeted individual, too?
Yeah. Actually, they tried to kill me a couple times. What happened to me was, V knows the story. I was an attorney. I've been an attorney for like 35 years, and I've been blogging about corruption in the courts. Well, what I didn't know is the guy that runs the ARDC, the Attorney Registration and Discipline Commission, you know, the head honcho for attorneys, he was stealing millions of dollars through probate, and he was also taking bribes. So when he found out I was running a blog about corruption in the courts, specifically probate, which is where he was operating his little mafia and still is to this day, he went after me and took away my law license. After he got done with that, he tried to kill me twice. And from what my little moles inside the ARDC are telling me, he's thinking about doing it again. So yeah, I'm the ultimate target. They want to kill me.
Oh, see, I was just a mom, and that's how I be. I didn't know the corruption.
I had no idea.
Oh, really?
I was taught that lawyers were supposed to be honest and ethical, and if you saw something that wasn't honest and ethical and lawyers stealing, you're supposed to report it. I had no idea that the head of the ARDC was stealing through probate. I didn't know. I mean, I have four kids, too. I was just a mom with a law degree, and I was a patent attorney. I was just sitting there doing patents, trademarks, and copyrights. I had no idea what was going on until my neighbor got pulled into a... She was the sweetest little old lady, 90 years old. She got pulled into an abusive probate guardianship, and they forced her into a string of nursing homes, stole all her money. They sold her house for pennies on the dollars, forced her into a nursing home, and when the money was gone, the case was over, they murdered her. They withhold food and water,
man.
And they just give you tons of drugs. And I blogged about it. And the next thing I know, I got the ARDC at my doorstep claiming that my blog is a pack of lies. And V will tell you, he knows that I was telling the truth about that. Right, V? It happens all the time. They kill off old people. They kill off young people for their money. They're state medical kidnapped. And yeah, they don't even think about it twice, do they, V? They don't care.
Well, they have to strip the wealth from the people. This is becoming a totalitarian state. If they have a way to control you or your assets, they're going to do it. And
they're not going toward a totalitarian state. This has been going on for decades. And what's going on now is everybody's learning about it on the internet. This has been going on forever. Don't kid yourself. Once you get into it, yeah, but with the internet now, they can't get away with it because people are talking. They're comparing stories. They're saying, hey, that happened to me, and I'm mad as hell, too. And they're banding together on Facebook pages with thousands of followers. That's why they're not getting away with it anymore, because people are fighting back. They're kicking and screaming, as well they should be.
I'm trying, but see, I was like, I mean, I didn't graduate high school or nothing. I just lived in a low-income apartment, and I was thrown into a targeting program, so I didn't have nothing.
Oh, well, I know a whole bunch of people who complained about their judges, and the judges were removed. A lot of the judges were removed, or the judges had to resign. Next thing you know, you've got Cook County OIG, the Office of Inspector General, targeting them with their big black SUVs, following them everywhere, harassing them. I had one guy, was it last week he came in here, and he said the OIG pulled up this little inspector bitch, pulled up a sign at him on the Kennedy going 50 miles an hour, pointed a gun at him, and then mouthed the words, click. Well, he called 911, got a hold of the state police, but the guy sped by with two other cars. The police officer was actually stopped on the side helping a motorist, you know, or giving him a ticket or whatever, so he told him about it. The state police guy said, oh, yeah, I saw them speeding by, but I didn't have time to go after them, too, because he was sitting by the side of the road. So he filled out all the police reports, and they don't want to go after the guy. They know who the guy is. But it happens all the time.
They've terrorized me with guns, too. They've done that to me, too. They pointed guns at me and tried to rob me and stuff, but I just told them to shoot me if they wanted my money and walked off.
It's all about the fear and intimidation. That's what they get off on the most.
It's intimidation.
They don't
want to shoot you.
Well, I didn't know I was being gay-stalked then, but I wasn't going to hand my money over. I told him he had to shoot me if he wanted it. And I walked off. Because, I mean, because I know 90% of the time they're not going to shoot you. So I already knew that.
Ladies, we are coming to close to the end of the show here. We got about five more minutes of discussion. Is there anything missed? Can you give her some advice? And I know she's like been forced into homelessness. I know she's in a shelter. Are there any precautions she needs to take while being in the shelter? Does a male need to go to a certain place? Who needs to be in charge of what? Who should she hold accountable for what? Can we go over these things?
Well, yeah, I told her she needs to sue that woman and anyone who worked with her in federal district court in order to stop it. You have to sue in federal district court. And the other thing that she needs to do is she really needs to get over to the library and or hook up with a friend and get a blog. She should be blogging about everything that happened to her, get the FOIA back, post it up there. I'd be glad to help her with that, but she needs to just kick up a fuss, make a stink. Make them know that she's not going to go away. She's not afraid of them intimidating her or coming after her. This one guy, he got the one lady to stop. He trapped her in a one-way street with cars on either side. He walked up to her car, grabbed her cell phone, and smashed it on the pavement. It was funny. He didn't threaten her anything. But you know how it is when you lose your cell phone, right? He smashed her cell phone. And he said, you continue to follow me, you're never going to have a cell phone again because I'm going to smash all of them. That was pretty funny.
That was
a really funny one.
Is this your lawyer, B?
This is my lawyer, yes.
Very smart.
No, Joanne, no, don't take it back. You're my lawyer. I'm sharing you with the world, but you're mine. You're all mine.
That's fine. Yeah, she's very smart.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And I want to go into this because people had been looking, and it took me a year to start my show, Family Case Files, because going through lawyers, looking at lawyers, and you know, going through the mud and going through the rough, it's taken me a while to find that diamond in the rough, and that is Joanne Dennison. She's uncorrupted in any way, shape, or form. She's pure-hearted. And I want to be sure that people understand what we have. You know, people ask me to produce a saint. I found one. But she's like Mother Teresa of law. It almost angers me that she does.
All right, I'm not, you know, if you guys keep this up, I'm going to puke and I'm just going to have to hang up, all right? I am a normal, ordinary person just doing my job. I'm not a saint. I'm not so special.
No, let me finish. You do so much work, and a lot of it is pro bono, and a lot of it is your money you get is donations, and I want people to know where they can donate to you, because you should be a charity all unto yourself. Where people,
I am a charity. I'm a registered 501c3 charity, justiceforeveryone.com. You can donate to the website.
Everyone.com, people, to keep this action going, let us be the sword of justice. You know, instead of donating to your local shelter, whatever, just donate $50. Just go. Is the PayPal on the website?
Yeah. I also have paypal.me/Joanne Dennison, JOANNE Dennison, DENISON.
Now, you people know
I have a Patreon, too.
Well, go ahead.
I have a Patreon. They can donate every month, too.
Get a subscription, donation. You can write it off on your tax. This can be something that's good done for the people. This is revolutionary work that Joanne is doing. She thinks that she's an ordinary person. Yeah, if we had an ordinary world, but the world that we live in is pretty freaking sick. So that makes you the saint that I described. Well, and people,
I'm trying to cure that illness. I don't know if I have a red pill hardcore, but I'll sure kick some butt.
Well, hey, you're in the pharmacy with me, right behind the counter.
Yeah, I know. It's like, get these people to do their jobs. What's wrong with them? Either do your job or get out. You know, give back all the money you took from the family and you did nothing.
I'm so sorry.
Right, well, nice talking to you all.
It's nice talking to you, and thank you.
Yeah, if you have any questions, V's got my contact information. I'm on Facebook. You got my website, okay. And my email's up there, so just email me anytime, all right? And good luck.
Okay, thank you,
good
hon.
Good luck with you. Yeah, there's ways to get out of homeless. We should do a show on that, V. All right, take care, all right?
Hey, anytime you want to.
All right, we got to concentrate on getting all these people housing. This is ridiculous. We have tens of thousands of fake foreclosures in the United States, and all of those banks should make every single property available to the homeless.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, take care. Have a good evening.
Thank you
guys
for joining us. Yes, absolutely.
It was great.
Guys, I want to say, yes, thank you.
Thank you, V, for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We'll try to help you with your situation as much as humanly possible. Don't mess around. Anyone that we say that we're going to help is help. Kara and her situation, guys, we'll have an update on that. You know, we are getting her as much help as we can, other lawyers, other legal representation, stuff like that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to some shows from my archive. Get caught up. But anyways, with that said, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show and in the land of surveillance. The man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves. Okay? Thank you. Catch you guys next week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.